cars, separate handcuffed in the back.
Right.
And then they said, well, I was advised by the lawyer for this company I was working for to plead guilty and pay the fine. So I said, what's the fine? I think it was like $250 or something like that. I didn't have $250 in my wallet, but my assistant had enough, so we were able to, for me to get bailed out, and then I had to go to a cash machine and get the money.
I'm ready with my guess.
This is a very boring story.
I'm ready with my guess.
It involves a cash machine.
Trespassing on federal property.
No. No.
You're right about the first part.
Trespassing, yeah, but federal property is a bit more serious crime.
No,
right.
I was actually assigned to photograph a...
This is like a protest of some kind. This was like...
No, he was photographing Gettysburg.
Wait,
yeah, it was this
secret
shelter for presidents and congressmen.
I see. It's like a bunker for elected officials.
For the shadow government.
Did you know... Oh, my God, I'd love that address. I would love to know where that is, by the way. But did you know what you were photographing when you were taking those pictures?
Yeah, I was, and I was using a telephoto lens, and I was photographing it from afar because it was actually a closed-off compound, and there was a guy who lived there. He said, you can photograph it here, but go over to my neighbor's place. He's got a much better view. Uh-huh. So I went over to the neighbor's place, and it was a new house, and so it was still under construction, and there was a porch there, so... Me and my assistant went up there. We had this really long telephoto lens, and we were.
Did they confiscate your equipment?
Yeah, but this guy comes running up, young guy.
Yeah.
It was his house, and he was really pissed that there was people trespassing, and so he blocked my car. He wouldn't even let me leave, and then he called the police. He actually called the military police.
Wow!
And then the police called the Gettysburg police, and they came.
And how did they know? And how did they know what?
Away.
I'm sorry. And how did they know what you were photographing? Did they have access to your camera? And did you give them access?
I didn't need to. They saw that it was pointed there. But if you can see it, you can photograph it. If something's hidden, and you got to go trespass.
Oh, I see. But you did trespass.
Not their property.
Oh. Well, you were probably wearing a Death to America T-shirt, weren't you?
No.
He looked just like a terrorist.
So wait, so come the end times, when the missiles are incoming, you'll know where to run.
Yeah.
This is a good friend to have.
Where? Jan,
yeah,
tell
where?
Us.
Well, we know it's in Gettysburg.
Tell us, Jan.
Please, Jan. We'll give you a bumper sticker. We'll give you a T-shirt.
That's too long ago to remember, but you can look it up in the New York Times magazine.
Oh.
That's the fun part. I got to call the New York Times.
Did they take your
Sorry
film?
About that.
That's okay. Did they take your film?
No, they didn't, actually.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So you were working for the Times. You had an assistant, and you were it's the scoop of a lifetime, where the congressmen will bring their mistresses when the missiles are coming in. How did they get to Gettysburg? I mean, they'll only have a few minutes, won't they, to get from Washington?
Oh, they got these things all over the place.
But how do you get to Gettysburg? Who's near Gettysburg? If you have 10 minutes before
the missile
hit. Wait,
you're assuming that this is a current bunker for the shadow government. Is that right, Jan? Or was this a bunker for the shadow government way back when?
Oh, like from the Civil War?
Well, it's in our lifetime.
Okay.
They didn't have bunkers. You think Lincoln was hiding in a bunker?
I don't know.
Lincoln was in a tent. General Grant was in the tent on the hill. Getting drunk.
They used to, the place where the Library of Congress is now in the Blue Hills of Virginia, Culpeper, that is where the shadow government used to be planning to hide out.
And where are you going to hide out?
In Culpeper.
When it all hits the fan.
Yeah, Culpeper. So cool sounding.
I'm going to come here to WFMU.
Jan, thank you for your call.
The last place our enemies would want destroyed.
Well, funny you should say that, because on 9/11, people actually were ringing the bell trying to take refuge in our basement.
How did you keep them out?
We let them in.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, we let them in.
Oh, no, the other makes more sense. You know why you let them in?
Why?
I wasn't here to talk to you. I wasn't here to confer.
I wasn't here either. I was at home.
Some of them might have been bums. They might have been taking advantage of the emergency.
So it turned out none of them were. They were people who were aware of FMU. And when the first tower collapsed, everybody started frantically running up the street. And it was
they knew where you were.
A dangerous stampede, so a bunch of people rang our doorbell to take refuge.
Yeah. Yeah.
We would have let you in.
It's got to be a pretty bad emergency for people to say, excuse me, which way is WFMU? That's how you know things are serious.
You're right about that,
yeah,
my friend.
Exactly, I know.
Yeah.
Hey, this has been really fun. I'm so glad I drove in an hour and then an hour back each way. So
yeah,
2 hours.
Let's review the crimes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay.
The crimes that our listeners were arrested for.
That they're copping to.
Rob, disorderly conduct. Evan, having alcohol open on the boardwalk. John, public intoxication, and it was good. Todd, marijuana possession. Bernard, tagging, illegal tagging. Halsey, public urination. And Jan, trespassing.
I think I speak for Ken when I say, shame on all of you.
Why? These are all relatively minor crimes.
All right, I guess I don't speak for Ken.
Yeah.
All right, I don't speak for Ken.
Okay. This is WFMU East Orange.
Same thing, WFMU East Orange.
I was just going to say WMFU Mount Hope.
And this, of course, the same thing. Yeah, I'm on the same station.
And in New York City.
I'm in New York, yep, New York, that's right.
Rockland County,
me too, yep. Exactly.
This is your jerky guy. This This is your jerky character.
No, I just wanted to. I have to get the legal ID every hour.
Does Lorne Michaels know about the jerky character?
Maybe God, I hope not. He does.
And thank you, Jeremiah, for the newsletter.
Yeah, we didn't hear from Pam today. I guess her record is clean.
Well, she approved the idea. And stay tuned for 21 Lounge with Don Fleming.
Call us lucky, you and I. Lucky girl, lucky guy. And when I hold your hand or touch your cheek, I know I'm a lifetime lucky streak. A lucky rainbow lights the sky. They call me Lucky, Mr. Lucky Guy. And you're the reason why. Evening, chillin'. This is Don Hayes from the Mark 2121 Lounge, right on the ocean in Fort Lauderdale. And we have a nice little group here tonight, and we're going to give you a rendition of what we do every night.
Gentlemen, is straight ahead with the four bits.
Oh, once in my life I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. Oh, once I'm afraid I can go where life leads me, somehow I know I'll be strong. Oh, once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Someone warm like you.
would make my dreams come true.
Once in my life I won't let sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me, I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life I am someone. Sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me, I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say this is mine, you can take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life I have someone.
Oh, you're so nice.
Thank you very much. And now here's Pat once again, this time with his guitar to play the beautiful Spanish classic, Malagueña.
Thank you.
Chicago, Chicago, that's our little town. Chicago, Chicago, I'll show you around. I love it, bet your bottom dollar you lose the blues in Chicago. The town that Phyllis Sunday could not shut down. On State Street, what a great street. I just want to say, they do things they never do on Broadway. Say, they have the time of their life. I saw a man dance with his wife in Chicago. That's my hometown. This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago. When each day is through, and each time I roam through Chicago, it's calling me home to Chicago. One town that won't let you down is mine. I'm talking about my kind of
for a while. Thank you very much.
Everybody, welcome to 21 Lounge. As usual, trying to start this the evening off with a band on the Art Records label. And the band we heard tonight was called The Four Bits. Now, Art Records, I told this story before, but it was started by a guy named Harold E. Doane. He was born in 1904, and he was already in his 40s when he started the label. It was in the he started out in Miami in the Cadillac Hotel as a transcription service, and then started featuring artists. And the first 30 or so releases were all Calypso Goombe music. They were done mostly in Bermuda for tourists there. But then he recorded this band, The Four Bits. This was their, he did their first album in 1958. Well, actually a single. He did a single with them in 1958. And then their first album in 1962. And then this was from their second album, which was called Round Two. We heard them, they had a little intro there, and they did For Once in My Life, followed by Malaguena, and then Chicago. And that was from 1968, from their album Round Two, with the Four Bits. All right, so this next band I want to play for you, I mean, most of the bands they try to bring here, you know, to the lounge to entertain you, are actually pretty good musicians and pretty sometimes very well rehearsed and almost too slick. Well, I wouldn't say that, but this band that I'm going to play for you now, they're still kind of getting their chops together. but I want to play them for you anyway. They're called Second Effort. This is their only album, put out in 1974, recorded in Cleveland, Ohio. There's basically two singers, Barbara and Bill, and then Dave on drums and Jack on keyboards playing a univox. And that's kind of it. And it is a horn, but I don't know who's playing it. But I just enjoy, I don't know, I think they've got a good style, even though it's a little rough around the edges. But, you know, got to give them a shot here at the lounge. So let's start off with, and the thing is, like, especially the drummer, like, he doesn't really play rhythm behind the song as much as he just has little parts that he likes to play in different parts of the song. And anyway, I think it's all pretty cool. And so we're going to play you the from their self-titled album, Second Effort. Here's Second Effort with You've Got a Friend. You're listening to WFMU.
Girls. the bars and the wars, and I'd make sweet love to you. I'll sing a joy to the world, all the boys and girls. Joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea. Joy to you and me. Joy to the world, all the boys and girls. Joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea.
Memphis, pumped a lot of pain out in New Orleans, and I never saw the
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to 21 Lounge, where we just heard for our open mic night, second effort. It says on the back of their cover here, second effort, only four of us, but a lot of sound. Enthusiasm is the key to our success. We enjoy making music and strive to do it well. Making this album is the next logical step in the ladder of events that began a year and a half ago when Barbara joined Bill and Jack and David, the drummer, was stolen from another group. Then there was practice, a few clubs, practice, private parties, practice, Mayfair Country Club, work fun, and the realization that second effort was a hit. This album is dedicated to you. So we heard them do, started out with You've Got a Friend, and then they did Joy to the World and Proud Mary. And though it sounds nothing like Ike and Tina's Proud Mary, it's the only version I've heard by a lounge band where they don't just do the Creedence version. They actually did the slow beginning and then sped it up on this one. So kudos to Second Effort for making that effort. All right, so coming up next. So this is a band that actually was around and signed to a major label, to Columbia Records, did three albums with them, but then they got dropped and changed their name slightly and made a one record with this label called Sertron, which was a weird little indie Nashville label that put out like 60 singles and albums in 1 year and then disappeared. The band is called Pozo Seco, and they were known when they were signed as the Pozo Seco Singers, and in fact Michael Shelley has played one of their songs, I Can Make It With You, quite a few times. And they've been, you know, as the Pozo Seco Singers have appeared on FMU a few times. And this record has also popped up a couple of times. But I think, you know, certainly fits into the... I can't vouch for their lounge credentials completely. But I'm pretty sure at this point they were mostly looking at small clubs and lounges with their act. They started when they were the Pozo Seco Singers. They were a trio, Susan Taylor, Lofton Klein, and the bass baritone voice of Don Williams. And then Lofton left, and it was just Don Williams and Susan on this record. They changed the name at this point to just Pozo Seco. And so let's listen to a couple of their songs. We're going to start off with one. It's actually one that Joe Magasco played on a show back in 2016, which I was able to find out from our fabulous search engine on the homepage. But it's a great song. I'm not surprised he played it at all. This is from their album from 1970 called Spend Some Time With Me, and it's their version. It's a mashup of Strawberry Fields and Something. Here's Pozo Seco on WFMU.
Let me take you
something in the way she moves,
'cause I'm going to
affects me like no other.
Nothing is real.
I don't want to leave her now.
And nothing to get up about.
You know I believe in how
strawberry feels forever.
You're asking me, will our love grow?
I don't know. Is in my dream. I mean, it must be high or low. That is, I think it's not too bad. Let me take you
somewhere.
Goodbye, Ruth. don't question why she needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained or nothing's lost at such a cost. Time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time, lose your dreams and you will lose your mind.
Everybody, welcome back to 21 Lounge. This is Don Fleming bringing you the golden age of lounge performers. That was Pozo Seco with songs from their album Spend Some Time With Me from 1970. We heard them, they started off with that crazy Strawberry Fields Something mashup. Very unusual, works somehow, and then they went into Always Something There to remind me, followed by their version of Ruby Tuesday. Actually, also again checking to see who might have played them before, found that Clay Pigeon back on the Dusty Show in 2006 played that version of Ruby Tuesday. So there's been some love for Pozo Seco on the station. All right, so coming up next, we have a duo, drums and organ, called the Keith Charles Duo. And I'll read you a little bit of the liner notes here, which were written by Keith, the drummer. He says, this album is the end result of a 2 weeks engagement that started in the June of 1969 and went so well, we've been performing in the Columbia area ever since. I'd like to tell you what we do. I play the drums, the vibes, and do most of the vocals. The reason Charlie lets me do most of the singing is because I've been singing professionally for about 20 years. Charlie plays the accordion, the piano, and the organ because he hasn't been singing professionally for 20 years. What he has been doing is playing great organ. When he isn't on the stage with me, he has a part-time job working in the kitchen, grinding down the plates to make the meals look bigger. Does that tell you something about our boss? This album contains the tunes that have been most requested by our audience. When Sober. So, yeah, let's hear a little bit from these guys. The album is called My Way. It's on R&R Records, came out in 1971. And R&R Records is the only release by this label, so I think that was just to put out these guys. And It was recorded at a place called Counterpart Creative Studios, I think is in Cincinnati, Ohio. And we're going to start off with them doing their version of More.
I know I've never lived before, and my heart is very sure no one else could love you more than the greatest love the world has known. This is the love I give to you alone, more than the simple words I try to say. I'll only live to love you more each day, more than you'll ever know. My arms long to hold you so. Crying, sleeping, longer than always is a long, long time. But far beyond forever, you'll be mine. I know I've never lived before, and my heart is very sure. This is the love I give to you alone, more than the simple words I try to say. I'll only live to love you more each day, more than you'll ever know. My arms long to sleeping longer than always is a long, long time. But far beyond forever, you'll be mine. I know I've never lived before, and my heart is very sure no one else could love you
more. Well, by the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising, and she'll read that note that I left knifed in her door. And if I know her, she'll laugh at the part where it says that I'm leaving, because, well, I sort of left that gal so many times in the past that she's sort of getting used to it by now. Yeah, by the time I get to Albuquerque, she'll be working. She got a job down there at the diner. She makes some pretty good tips down there. She usually give me a call on a lunch break, but this time that old phone is gonna
and she's gonna keep on ringing, cause I ain't gonna answer. I ain't gonna answer now. Now by the time I get to Oklahoma, she ought to be sleeping. She does a lot of that sleeping since I had my new TV series. All she does is stay up late at night and shine my bullets. She'll roll over softly and call out my name out low. Not if I have anything to say about it. Now hold on just one dang minute now. I've gone with this gal long enough that I ought to know she's my gal. I said not if I have anything to say about it. Yeah, hold on now. Ain't no sense you grown men are fighting over some young thing like this. You ought to leave it alone, dead here. He knows how to handle it. Yeah.
And now the end is near. I must face that final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear. State my case, of which I am certain. I've lived a life that's full. Traveled each and every highway, but more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, and I saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I'd bit off more than I could chew. I did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed, and I've cried. I've had my share of losing, and now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way, oh no, no, not me, I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the words he truly feels.
everybody. Welcome back to 21 Lounge, where we just heard the Keith Charles duo from their album My Way. So, of course, I had to play their version of My Way, which is a pretty sweet one. Before that, they did a version of By the Time I Get to Phoenix, which featured some pretty good impressions. Little John Wayne, Walter Brennan, James Stewart. And started off with their version of More. I love those drum organ duos. And this one's a little unusual to have the drummer singing, I guess, but that's the way they did it with the Keith Charles duo. All right, I got one more segment for you featuring an organ player for you. This guy's name is Frank Pellico, and he actually put out a lot of records. He put out about 17 albums starting in 1969. This one is from his album, or a couple of songs I'm going to play from his album, This Moment in Time, 79, recorded at the Shade Tree Studios in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. From the liner notes here, it tells us that Frank creates his sound by first using his touring Hammond X66 organ. After this, he adds the studio Hammond B3 and, for the first time, the new 79 Yamaha organ to add all the authentic solo voices. Now, he also has quite a backing band on this one. A little unusual for an organ record, but I think at this point he had been around a long time, so he had a band. We're going to start out with him doing his theme from Rocky. So here's Frank Pellico from This Moment in Time, 79, with the theme from Rocky. We'll be right back. You've been listening to Frank Pellico from his album This Moment in Time, 1979, with How Deep Is Your Love. Before that, the theme from Rocky. Stay tuned, everyone. Honky Tonk Radio Girl with Becky coming right up. And after that, Sydney from 9 till midnight. You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Tonk Radio Girl, hear that vinyl popping on the airwaves from the signal tower into your little world. Lord knows all the hopeless hearts that she sees. She's your honky tonk radio girl. She's been known to take requests and have on some special guests. Can't you see those dancing skirts a-twirl? Well, a man sits at home alone on Christmas. She brings him Patsy Cline and Merle. With her gifts of country gold, you know who this is. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's your honky-tonk radio
there, folks, and welcome to the program. You're listening to WFMU 91.1 FM and the Honky Tonk Radio Girl Show here on WFMU. I play country music, hillbilly, rockabilly every week from 8 to 9 p.m. And this week is no exception. I was trying to do a theme show about Vegas because I was in Vegas last week, but I kind of failed at that. So we're going to hear a couple of gambling and Vegas songs, but not too much. We're just going to hear records that I liked that I pulled out this week. I hope that's okay with you. If not, too bad. So let's start with Webb Pierce. You're listening to WFMU.
They say that we're too young. They say I'll lead you wrong. That love we do not know the meaning of. Someday find a way. We will find contentment in our love someday. Knowing that you love me, it's all right this way. What the people say can't change the way I feel. Somehow I know we'll find a way. Can't change the way I feel. Somehow I know we'll find a way.
Guess who took your place when you left home? Someone came along who'll never roam. She'll be sweet and kind and true, something you could never do. Who's my one big moment? Guess who? Start guessing, gal. Ah, blow it out, Truman, yeah. Guess who calls me sugar daddy now? Guess who really thinks that I'm a wow? Sweet as honey, true as blue, I'll not worry over you. There's a new somebody, guess who? Key to happiness. Guess who's gonna have a new address? Someone's gonna be so glad, never more to feel so sad. Someone has the answer, guess who?